Now, the Rocky Mountain Region Emmy Award-winning series for Best Sports Feature, Zoom, presented by Hyundai, proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals. Fourth-year running back Lerod Stevens Howling knows all about making the most of opportunities, and his have come in many different ways.
Somebody open the front door! Stevens Howling's coming in! Touchdown!
I'm a guy that's supposed to come in there and make plays. I just wait my turn and take advantage of the opportunity when it's presented to me.
For Stevens Howling, it's simple. Give him a chance, and he'll find a way to contribute.
Nobody got a catch up.
Despite limited opportunities throughout his first three seasons, Lerod stood tall and thrived as a playmaker.
Honestly, I thought I'd come in and, you know, play special teams, and I gave it my all on every special teams rep, and it was just hard work from the beginning, and it finally got to pay off on Sunday.
The payoff for Stevens Howling was found in pay dirt. Last season, he scored on receptions of 52 and 73 yards, despite catching only 13 total passes. He has shown the knack to score any way, any time he touches the football. However, there is no mistaking his favorite role.
Since I was little, you know, I just loved getting the ball in the backfield and trying to work my way through the line and see what I can do after that. It feels good to get the ball and be able to run with it.
Playmakers in the NFL come in many shapes and sizes. But for Stevens Howling, his size, or lack thereof, adds to his elusiveness.
You know, I'm able to avoid a lot of hits and dodge a lot of people because of my size. And, you know, they always say the little man wins.
In training camp, Stevens Howling was part of a talented yet crowded backfield behind Beanie Wells and Ryan Williams. After Wells went down to injury in week 3 and Williams in week 5, opportunity knocked once again for Stevens Howling.
It's sad how it happened. We lost two great running backs that I have a lot of respect for, both on and off the field. But, I mean, I was called in to fill their void.
Stevens Howling has carried the ball more in 2012 than in his first three seasons combined. He has already set career highs in rushing attempts, yards, and touchdowns. Given the opening, he ran with it.
Touchdown, Lerod Stevens Howling.
Making the most of limited opportunities is nothing new to Stevens Howling. While attending the University of Pittsburgh, he excelled as a starting running back until his junior year, when freshman LaShawn McCoy joined him in the backfield, reducing his carries significantly.
My last 2 years at Pittsburgh, I was on the sideline. I felt like maybe it isn't going to work out for me. It wasn't easy going from a starter to a backup. And my father taught me you can't focus on the things that you can't control. So I did everything I could. I played a lot of special teams that a lot of seniors don't do.
That sacrifice paid off large on a day still vivid in his memory.
It's been a dream all my life. I've been told so many times that I could never do it because of my size. I'm ready to go train right now, man. I can't wait to come in and just do what I can and do whatever I can for the team.
I still get the same emotions, man. It's, you know, I felt like I've been through a lot of people telling me I never would make it. And just seeing my name go across the TV that day, it was just surreal, you know. You know, I still appreciate where I am now. And I still work hard because I know it's nothing that was guaranteed. Always had to work hard and continue to show up every day and get better.
There have been naysayers at every turn for the undersized overachiever, but one friend, perhaps the only friend he stands taller than, never had a doubt when it came to Lerod.
Cato, he's 4 years old. He's been with me since my senior year at Pittsburgh, and my rookie year, you know, I was by myself, but I always came home and enjoy the time I get to spend with my dog.
Now, 4 years in, Stevens Howling's NFL career can be defined as supply and demand. You supply him the opportunity, and he'll demand the best from himself.
I take pride in never settling, you know, just not being satisfied. You always want to work harder and reach farther for something else.